Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I am your host, Tom Haynes. And this week, I want to talk about what may be, at least in my mind, one of the most important things that you need to really make part of your life while you're at the academy. And really, when you're talking about this career as an air traffic controller, this will apply at any stage. Whether you're, you know, somewhere besides Oklahoma City, whether you're in Oklahoma City, whether you're, you know, to one of the CTI schools, whether you are 10 years or 20 or 30 years down your career, this is one of the most important things that will help you not just get through the academy, but have a great career as an air traffic controller. And so, I was, you know me, if you've listened to podcasts, you know I listen to other podcasts, and I get information and I try to apply that to air traffic control. And also, if you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard me mention John Maxwell and his leadership podcast. And in one of his podcasts, he talks about consistency. And he has written a book called The 15 Laws of Growth. I may need to write a book called The 15 Laws of Air Traffic Control, or The 15 Laws of Getting Through the Academy. Let me know what you think of that. But in his book, The 15 Laws of Growth, he has a law called the Law of Consistency. And John Maxwell thinks that this is the most important law when it comes to personal growth. And personal growth can very easily be growth as an air traffic controller, growth as a student at CTI or a student at the academy. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. The law of consistency. And the law of consistency basically says that motivation will get you going, but discipline will keep you growing. And so a lot of you out there have the motivation to become an air traffic controller. And it is an important thing in your life. And you're wanting to make it even more important in your life. And that's great. That's wonderful. But the only way to grow, and the only way to grow enough to see success as an air traffic controller, is to be consistent. And I'll throw out some stories from my past. I did not, as a controller, really enjoy being a trainee at any of the facilities I was at. Believe it or not, it was easier at Brownsville, my first facility. And it was definitely easier at Love Tower, my second facility, even though it was much, much, much busier. But I did well initially and just continued to get better and better. Certified in record time at the time. which was never actually one of my goals.
It just happened. But then I decided to make the switch to en route and went to Fort Center. And initially, everything went well. Progressed through my D-sides, the D-side class, through training on the D-sides. Did very well. And then got into radar. Went through the radar class, which was pretty much the exact same thing that the RTF is at the academy. And then started training on the floor with real traffic on the radar. And the first two sectors were not bad, but then I got onto the arrival sectors. And I expected to be able to just continue my upward trajectory and certify, and it wouldn't be a problem. The only problem was I started having some health issues, which affected my training, which affected my confidence. And I will say that it is very difficult to certify at any facility when you are not consistently training. And for the first time in my life, I wasn't consistently training. And for the first time in my career, I lacked confidence in myself, in my ability. And it took a while. It took much longer than it should have for me to certify on those last two sectors. I had already certified on 6, 4 D-sides, 2 radars. These were the busy arrival sectors, but it's not like I had just walked in the building. I had some experience. I had built up some time. But it was that lack of consistent training that made it so difficult. Because that lack of consistent training led to really, it just stopped my progress. And when my progress slowed, I lost confidence. And when I lost confidence, I really lost the desire to want to be at work, which made the health issues even worse, which made the consistent training issues worse, which made my confidence worse. And it was a spiral. And I was very fortunate and very blessed to actually have that spiral stop. And get to the point where I got my confidence back. But it was not an easy journey. It was not an easy journey. And I almost washed out of the training and went back to love. And so my desire in telling you that is, number one, just to let you know, it happens. That loss of confidence can happen. And you have to fight your way through it. And it can happen in the middle of a scenario at the academy. You go in really confident, and then all of a sudden something happens that you weren't quite prepared for, or you weren't as prepared as you really wanted to be or needed to be, and all of a sudden there goes your confidence. And it is tough to get it back. It is tough to get it back, especially in the middle of a scenario. But understand that for me, if I had not had the health issues, the confidence issues, and if I had been there and determined that I was going to be at the center and train every day until I certified, I would have certified a year earlier than I did, at the very least. And all of those issues would have been non-issues as far as my growth as an air traffic controller. See, I know, looking back, that it was the consistency of training that led to that spiral. And so you may be thinking, well, Tom, how do I apply this? Well, you know, if you're at a CTI school going through that, be there every day. Do everything outside of class you need to do to be prepared for the next day. Be prepared for the next class. Be over-prepared and be there every day. And consistently do the practice every day. And this is, I'm talking about CTI students now. Be over-prepared and practice what you can every day. If you're at the academy, oh my, you have to do this. And I don't care if you're in the tower, RTF, TRACON, or if you're en route. You have to practice, intentionally practice phraseology, strip marking, the steps you have to go through in order to get departures out, in order to get airplanes from the ramp to the runway. In the tower, you have to go over wake turbulence separation. You have to go over runway separation. You have to go over the phraseology until you know it backwards and forwards. You have to know everything more and better than the instructors and better than the evaluators. If you get to that point, you will succeed. Period. Oh, you'll still be nervous on the evals, but you will succeed. So how do you get to that point? It's, you know, I've used the analogy before. I'll use it again. It's like eating an elephant one bite at a time. The academy for towers, 10 weeks. The academy for en routes, 12 weeks. I don't know exactly how long the RTF, the TRACON training is. But you, if you add in the 4 weeks of basics, you're there for 3 or 4 months. And what matters from day one of basics? Consistency. Consistency. You are there for a reason. You are there because you want to be an air traffic controller. You have made the decision to be there. No one forced you to be there, with some exceptions. But you make the choice to be there. And you make the choice every day what you're going to do. You make the choice. You decide whether you're going to put your all towards passing or excelling. Let's put it that way. We're not there to pass. We're there to excel. You make the decision each and every day whether that day you're going to do everything you need to do
all the little things that you need to do that day. You don't have to learn everything there is to know about any of these programs on day one, or day two, or day three. You need to learn what you need to learn on day one, from day one. On day two, you learn from what they're going to tell you on day two, and you study what you learned on day one. Day three, same thing. That's the process. That is consistency. That is how you grow. And that is how you grow as an air traffic controller. That's how you grow as a human, but it's definitely how you grow as an air traffic controller. Consistency. Now, I am not saying that you have to devote 24/7 of your time to air traffic controller. You try and do that. You try and devote all day, every day to excelling. And you're going to get maybe halfway through and you're going to crash. You're going to crash and burn. No one can do that. And I would never want you to think that I'm saying you have to do that in order to excel. Doing what you need to do each day includes taking time away. And I've said it on other podcasts. Take time away, but be deliberate about it. There needs to be a reason for it, for those 4 months. I'm not talking about 4 years that it takes to graduate college for most people. I'm talking about 4 months. Basically, one semester. You devote that 4 months every day to doing what you need to do each of those days. And by the time those last 2 days come up, you will be prepared. Hopefully you'll be overprepared, but that's a much better place to be in. Now, there are going to be days that are not going to be as great as others. That happens. It happens, and it's going to happen. It'll happen in the tower program. It'll happen in the terminal radar program. It'll happen in the en route program. I guarantee it, 100%. You're going to have a bad day. But you have to get past that. And I will throw this in also. That's not just going to be at the academy. You're going to have a bad day at your first facility. You're going to have a bad day at your second, your third, maybe your fourth or fifth, depending on how many facilities. You're going to have a bad day at every facility you ever work at. Guaranteed. 100%. I could take a poll of controllers right now, and I guarantee you, both present and past controllers, 100% of them had a bad day. And 100% of them had more than one, more than 10. It's going to happen. So the only way to get past that is to commit yourself 100%. And I've said this before. Before you get to Oklahoma City, your mind is made up. You have taken the step of, for a lot of you, leaving a job, and for some of you, a job that pays more than what the FAA is going to pay you for the next couple of years. But you have made the decision to pursue something that is amazing. This job, this career that I obviously I love to talk about is an amazing endeavor to go on. It's an amazing journey to go on. And yet, you guys have made that decision to start down that road. Well, do whatever you have to do. Do whatever you have to do each and every day. Practice as if your future career depends on it. Because it does. Practice each day. Practice with intentionality. Practice with a purpose. Don't just, I practiced phraseology. I practiced giving clearances. No. I think, as I said last week, it may have been the week before or a few weeks ago. I don't remember. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So if you're going to spend some time practicing, if you're going to be intentional in the amount of time that you spend practicing, you had better be intentional in the quality of that practice. You had better make sure that you're doing things the correct way when you practice. Otherwise, you're just making bad habits permanent. And if you start with bad habits, it's amazingly difficult to change those. Which is why a lot of military controllers have a very hard time changing over to the FAA's way of doing things, because it is different. And they have habits that have been ingrained in them and set in stone for years in some cases. And it is very difficult to change those. So practice is not the issue. It's the correct practice. It's the best practice. That is what you have to commit to. It's not just practicing. It's committing to the best practice. It's committing to practice the right way. And I'll tell you, I don't care if it's tower, terminal radar, en route. That means that you're going to need at least one and hopefully two or more people there helping you practice, and you're helping each other practice. Because there needs to be interaction. There needs to be someone there who is committed to making sure that everybody is doing it correctly. Because if not, then you're just practicing bad habits and you're making permanent bad habits. And those bad habits, number one, are going to lead to you not being confident when you need to be confident. You have to ingrain good habits. I cannot emphasize this enough, which is why it continues to come up in this podcast. You have to ingrain good quality habits. And you have to have someone you are accountable to for the phraseology, for the strip marking, for the order that you're doing stuff in. Because if you don't have someone holding you accountable when you practice, then it's not going to go well when you have someone holding you accountable in an eval. Plain and simple. That's why you have to hold each other accountable when you practice. You have to. You have to. It's imperative. If you do, then when it comes time for someone outside your class to hold you accountable, you will be. Plain and simple. It's all about consistency. It's all about quality. It's all about practicing the right way every time you practice. Do that, and the sky's the limit. Do that at CTI, and you'll blow them away. Do that at the academy, and they'll watch in wonder at what you're doing. Do that at your first facility, whether you're coming from a CTI school or you're coming from the academy. You go to your first facility and you commit to continuing that consistency and that quality, and you will blow their minds. You will blow their minds. And I will tell you, because I've seen it, you go into a facility, and in the first week, they have a pretty good idea of what kind of quality person, what kind of quality trainee, what kind of quality controller you're going to be. It's just the way it is. And I can tell you, you go in and you give them every reason to expect that you are going to be one of the best trainees they've ever had, and you have just won a lot of leeway with them. Okay, don't use it all up. Keep being consistent. Keep practicing. Keep practicing, and keep practicing well, and you will blow their minds. And you can't help but be confident when that happens. See, I had that. I had that at every facility I went to. People looked at me. They looked at how I worked. They looked at how I grew as a controller. How I committed to learn everything that I could. And they told me, we know you're going to be a controller. Those are great words to hear. And even at Fort Worth Center, like I said, I got through D-side training on time, on schedule. Got through my first two R-sides pretty much on time. And it was those last two that kind of got me. But you know what? A few years later, I end up being a trainer. I end up being certified. I end up working one of those arrival sectors during a very busy push during a facility evaluation where the FAA from the regional office and the national office
came in and made sure we were doing everything correctly. I think it took about a week. I had someone plugged in while I was working one of those busy pushes. I didn't recognize them. I should have, but I wasn't paying attention. See, I was working one of those busy arrival sectors, being watched by someone from the regional office who had been my trainer at Love Tower. I didn't realize it until the end of the push when I turned around to get something to drink. And I recognized her. She got to watch her trainee work traffic that, to be honest, she had never worked that kind of traffic. And I can tell you, as a coach, as a mentor, as a trainer, the absolute joy of watching someone that you trained become so much better than you ever imagined. And that's what I want for you guys. I want to hear stories from you down the road. I want to hear stories about the traffic that you're working. See, I get the joy on Facebook. I am friends with several ex-students. I get the joy of seeing them post on Facebook. And I get to hear about the fact that these controllers who I worked with at the academy are now instructors themselves. Just a few years down the road. Ah, what an amazing feeling. What a joy it is. And that's what I want for each and every one of you. To get to that point where not only have you passed the academy or passed your CTI school, but you have excelled at this air traffic controller business. You have excelled. Not just that you pass, but you have excelled and are excelling and are continuing to grow, and that you are not satisfied with where you are. But it starts by being consistent each day to quality, intentional practice. Do that in these early stages, because I guarantee you it's the only way to get to that end goal. The only way to accomplish what you want to accomplish is by doing the little things that you need to do every day. Okay, thank you for listening. Thank you that you continue to allow me to come into your lives. It's not something I take lightly. And I hope and pray that it helps. Because that's my goal. That's my goal now. I still, each day, try to become a better air traffic controller than I was yesterday. And I can tell you, today stretched me. It was busy at my little airport. But it may not have been perfect, but I did pretty well. But I try to get better every day. Even if getting better a little every day just means understanding that there are student pilots a little bit more each and every day. But just realize that I celebrated 37 years in this business. I still am trying to get better. Still trying to understand a little bit more. Still trying to learn little tricks that I can use to make my life easier as a controller. It doesn't end when you graduate from the academy or when you graduate from a CTI school. It doesn't even end when you certify at your first facility. That's when the real fear sets in. When there's no one to watch you. No one to back you up. So, for each and every one of you, just hang in. Set your goal. Decide what you need to do each and every day to reach that goal. And then do it. And don't let anybody keep you from it. Just do it. So that's it for this week. Again, thank you for listening. If you have a question or a comment, you can text me at 817-233-8199. Yes, I got the Niners first time this week. That's 817-233-8199. I'll put it in the notes. You can email me at Tom Haines, that's TOMHANES, at sidebysideatc.com. If you are at the academy and are interested in my coaching program or my video program, you can go to sidebysideatc.com. And realize, again, this job is not a solo job. Getting through the academy, getting through CTI school is not a solo endeavor. Do not go on this journey alone. Enlist help, whether it's friends, classmates, family, or some old guy that talks into a microphone. Enlist the help of someone to get through it. It does make it easier. So don't go it alone. Have someone there with you, side by side. And if you need someone, that's why I'm here. So until next week, you guys have a great week. And I will talk to you again. Bye.